This is part two of the explanation. We're learning together the Sicha of the Rebbe in Lakut, the Sicha Schelek Yud Beis, Vayikra Beis. In part one, we spoke about how the Rebbe explains there's two aspects in the Inyan of Karbonis. There's the way the Inyan of Karbonis is Niskabel Amayla by the Eibashter, and there's the way the Inyan of Karbonis is in the world of the person who brings the Karbon. By both we say, Echod HaMarbe v'Echod HaMamit, that there's no difference between a large Karbon and a small Karbon. Bulvachi Chaven Libo L'Shamayim, if he has the right Kavona, the Eibashter will accept both Karbonis the same. And the Karbonis will be poil the same on the person, in terms of his connection to Hashem, will be poil the same. And Rav Shimon ben Azai explained that the reason for this is because Korban reaches a level in the Eibashter which is beyond his Chalkus, and al derech zeh, by a person, Korban touches in a person a level which is deeper than his Chalkus. And so by both these aspects of Korban, side the way the Korban is in the Skabel Amayla, and side the way it is by a person, in both sides we say there's no difference between a large Korban and a small Korban, through the Kavon L'Shem Shemaim, you touch a level in the Eibashter and in the Yid, which is beyond his Chalkus and which goes beyond everything else. In the second half of the Sicha, in the rest of the Sicha, comes a much greater and a much deeper Chiddush in Bechlal, the understanding of Karbonis, and from it, a whole new understanding Bechlal in the purpose of a Yid in this world. Now the Rebbe goes on in Oisvav to explain that actually Rav Shimon ben Azai is moisif that these two inyonim in Karbonis, the way they are lemailo by the Eibashter, and the way it is lemata by a person, are not two separate aspects in Karbonis. They're actually one and the same, and in the exact opposite way that a person would normally and regularly think. In other words, if you stop an average Yid in the street and you say to them, what is the purpose of a Karbon? They'll tell you the purpose of a Karbon is Reach Nichoech LaHashem, Nachas Ruach Lefonei, Shamarti V'Nasa Ritzoini. It creates a Nachas Ruach V'Dei Eibashter, Ishe Reach Nichoech. If you ask them, does a person gain anything through the Karbon? Is something gained for the person through this? Of course something is gained through the person. The person gets a Kapora. Of course the person gets a Kapora. But the reason why he gets a Kapora is because he's Poyel and Nachas Ruach V'Dei Eibashter. In other words, the purpose, the tachlis of a korban, is to be poil and nachas ruach by Hashem, and in the process, the person is also an eskaper, and the person is also elevated v'chulo. Kumtz again, Rav Shimon ben Azai, and says, actually, it's the other way around. These two aspects of a korban, the way it is lamaila and the way it is lamata, the way it is by Hashem and the way it is by a person, bipnimis ho'inyonim, they're one. And really, all of korbanos, every aspect of it, is really all for the person. The understanding of Karbonis, the way we approach it, the way everything that happens with the Karbon, even the fact that the Karbon is Nachas Ruach LaHashem, all of this is all really for the sake of the person, for the sake of the Yid. With the Tachlis of the Karbon is not that the Eibashter has a Nachas Ruach, but that the whatever it is that the Karbon is spoiled by a person, that's really the Tachlis, and it is through that lens that we need to understand the entire concept of Karbonis. Where do we take this from? How do we know this? Zokt Rav Shimon ben Azai v'shem otoymar l'achilo hutzorich. The last point, that a person would be tempted to think that the Eibashter needs this achilas hakorbonis. Explains the Rebbe, we're obviously not talking about a person who thinks that Hashem needs bread and meat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lav b'shufta niyaskinon. That's not what we mean. So what is the idea here? V'shem atoymar l'achilu tzorich. What's the hava amina? What are we coming to be shoylu? What is the person going to think? What's l'achilu tzorich? And here there is a beautiful, beautiful explanation in what this means. Explains the Rebbe, Chazal compared the way the Eibashter gives chayas to the world to the way the nefesh gives chayas to the guf. HaNefesh hazu memale es haguf, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu memale es olamai. No. Just like when a person eats, what happens? The nefesh is mispashetes behaguf. Through the food that the person eats, the nefesh, the soul, the one that gives it life, spreads out in his body, becomes more manifest, becomes more alive, and becomes more revealed within his body. So it is that korbanos are also called achila. The reason why korbanos are called achila and achila for the Eibishter is because the Eibishter, through korbanos, Hashem's presence becomes more revealed in the world. There is giloy lekus ba'olam al yedei ma'aseh hakorbanos, and for this reason, the ma'aseh hakorbanos can be called b'shem achila. Just like achila gashmis makes the nefesh more revealed in the guf through ra'ova, through when a person is hungry, there's a shvachkeit, there's a weakness in the connection between the nefesh and the guf. So it is in a ruchniistic sense. Korbanos makes the Eibishter more real, and korbanos makes the Eibishter more manifest, and korbanos makes the Eibishter more begolui in this world in which korbanos are being brought. And so this is the reason why korbanos are compared to the concept of achila. And the Rebbe adds here a beautiful source for where we see this also in the Medrash. There's a Medrash in Parshas Pinchas which explains the smichus of two Parshas to each other. In one Parsha, Moshe Avinu comes to Hashem and says that Hashem, after Moshe is told that he is not going to take the Eden into Eretz Yisrael, so Moshe says to Hashem, Yifkoit Hashem Elokei Aruches, that Hashem should appoint Ish al ho'eda, a successor for Moshe Rabbeinu, a man who will lead Klal Yisrael. Asher yetze lifneim, v'asher yovei lifneim, who will lead them out to war, who will bring them. Asher yotziim, asher yeviim. And the conclusion of Moshe Rabbeinu's words is, so that v'loitia das Hashem, the community of Hashem, the Bnei Yisrael, should not be katzoin asher ein lohem roya, like sheep that have no shepherd. Right after that comes the Parsha Sakorbonis, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people to bring korban tomid twice a day, sakev esechot tasev abayker, vesakev esasheni tasev ben arboim, and warns them, tishmeru, that the Yidden should be careful to offer up these korbanos b'moyadoi. The Medrash explains the smichos haparshias of these two parshias, one to each other. First, Moshe asks Hashem to appoint a successor, and then Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Yidden the mitzvah of the korban tomid and tells them to be careful with it, with a moshel. Says the Medrash Moshul, there was a king whose wife was dying. And as his wife was dying, the queen says to the king, my dear husband, the king, after I die, please take care of my children. Please make sure that our children are well taken care of. I'm not going to be here anymore to take care of them. You are going to remain behind. You, please make sure that our children are well taken care of. And the king turns to the queen, says the Medrash in this Moshul, and the king says to her, you are telling me that I should take care of my children? Instead of telling me to take care of my children, tell the children before you die that they should take care of me, and they should make sure not to rebel against me after you, the queen, have passed away. End of Moshul. So too says the Medrash in the Nimshol. The Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you are telling me that I should appoint Isha Lo'eda. You are telling me that I should appoint somebody to lead the Jewish people, and they shouldn't be Katzoin Asher Ein Lohem Roya, Asher Yotzim, Asher Yoviim. You're bavorning me that I should take care of the Jews. Instead of bavorning the Eibishter, instead of bavorning me, says Hashem, that I should take care of the Yidden, you bavorin that the Yidden, that they should take care of me. Korboni lachmi li'isha, my korbon that I need, Tishmuru lahakiv liba moyadai, they should make sure to give it every single day, twice a day. And so that's why the following parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Jews and says, remember, this korban, kevesechot vaboyke, and the keves hasheni bein arboim, you should be careful to be makriv it b'moyadai every day. This is the Medrash. Nu, says the Rebbe. The Rebbe gives an interpretation here in the Medrash. The Rebbe says, we understand that these two are based on this Medrash, we understand that these two ideas, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Hashem for an Ishal Ho'eda, for a leader for the community. And Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of telling me to take care of the Jews, tell the Jews to take care of me. They're connected to each other. That means that whatever Moshe wanted to accomplish through Ishal Ho'eda, Hashem was telling him is going to be accomplished through the Korban. What did Moshe want to accomplish through Ishal Ho'eda? That somebody should lead them, that the Jewish people shouldn't be katzoin asher ein lohem roya. They shouldn't get lost. They shouldn't be without a leader. So according to Chassidus, the Rebbe explains, Hashem is turning to Moshe Rabbeinu and saying, you worry that I'm not going to take care of the Jews? That's not the problem. The problem is there's not going to be, of course I'm going to take care of the Jews, but the problem is there's not going to be Gilui Elokus in the world. It's not going to be apparent. I'm worried, says Hashem, that after you, Moshe Rabbeinu, die, there's not going to be Gilui Elokus in the world, and the Roya, the one who really is taking care of the Eden, his presence is not going to be felt. So in order to combat this, in order to make sure that there is a Gilui Elokus in the world, and that the world is filled with the knowledge and presence of Hashem, in order to make sure that we have this, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Yidden the mitzvah of korbanos, which is, so to speak, Hashem's bread, Hashem's achila, through which, through this concept of korbanos, just like food makes the nefesh manifest in the guf, so the korbanos will make Hashem's presence manifest and revealed in the world. This is the spiritual, the ruchnius, the godly explanation and concept of korbanos. Again, that korbanos makes that Hashem's presence should be begilui in the world. Kumtz again, Rabbi Shimon ben Azayin says, now that we understand that korbanos is gilui elokus in the world, v'shem otoymar, you'll now be tempted to think la'achilo hu tzorich, that the Eibishter himself needs. That the Eibishter himself needs the concept of korbanos. He needs gilui elokus ba'olam. Why would I think that the Eibishter needs gilui elokus ba'olam? Why would I ever think such a thing? Simple, says the Rebbe. Because what is the purpose for which Hashem created the world and all of existence and everything inside it and gave the Yidden Torah mitzvahs mehochel vad kola? What is the purpose of everything? We know Chassidus teaches us, based on the Medrash, the purpose of everything is nis'ave HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos lo'di lisborech dira b'tachtoinim. The Eibishter wants a dira b'tachtoinim. The Eibishter has a taiva for a dira b'tachtoinim. So once the Eibishter is nis'ave for dira b'tachtoinim is only accomplished when there is gilui elokus in the world. So now that korbanos accomplishes this and is megal elokus in the world, this means that korbanos is the milui hataiva. This korbanos brings about the fulfillment of the purpose of the creation of the world in the first place, which is the Eibishter's taiva for dira b'tachtoinim. V'shem otoymer l'achilo hu tzorich. So a person would be tempted to think, okay, if that's the case, then who needs korbanos? The Eibishter needs korbanos. The Eibishter needs korbanos in order to be memala the taiva of nisava kadosh baruch hu liyos lo'di dira b'tachtoinim. Which means that the purpose of all of korbanos is for Hashem, in order for Hashem to have the milui hataiva of dira b'tachtoinim. Zok Reb Shimon ben Azai, it's not true, because the Eibishter says im erav. If I am hungry, loy oymar loch, I'm not going to tell you. Kilite velum loyo, the whole world belongs to me. Kili chol chai seyor, I have all the animals from the forest, the behemoths, bahari olaf, and behemoths and thousands of mountains. Hashem says, if I am hungry, I'm not going to tell you. Pshat explains the Rebbe, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Eibishter is hungry. It's not a mistake to say that the Eibishter is hungry. He is. The Eibishter is hungry. What's the Eibishter hungry for? Not steak and bread. The Eibishter is hungry for dira b'tachtoinim. Nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos lo'di dira b'tachtoinim. The Eibishter wants a dira b'tachtoinim. That's his taiva. That's his hunger. That's what he wants. It's true to say that there is hunger by the Eibishter. Elamai, says the Eibishter, but even though I have a taiva for dira b'tachtoinim, I don't need you, the Bnei Yisrael, to bring korbanos in order to be mala this taiva. I could have this concept of dira b'tachtoinim, kili chol chai seyor behemis bahari olaf. I could have it even without you. In Ha'ora 49, the Rebbe explains that chayus behemis here refers to malachim, and the Eibishter says I could have dira b'tachtoinim through avoidas malachim. Ubemele im erav loy oy maloch, Hashem says, if I'm hungry for a dira b'tachtoinim, I'm not going to tell you, because I could have the dira b'tachtoinim without avoidas hakarbonis. I could have it through avoidas hamalochim. Oy bazoy, why did the Eibishter give the mitzvah of karbonis to the Yidden? Loy lirtzoin yatim zoyfchim elo lirtzoin chem, because the purpose of karbonis is ultimately for the sake of the Yidden. And this brings us to the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai's second chiddush, which is that actually both aspects of korbanos, whatever the korban accomplishes lamaila by the Eibishter, and whatever it accomplishes by the person lamato, both of these elements of korbanos are really one, because really everything is for the sake of the person, and therefore all elements of karbonis need to be understood from the perspective of the person. And if all types of karbonis cause the same nachas ruach lemailo, all of that is for the purpose, for the sake of granting a kapora for the person and bringing him close to Hashem. And whatever it is that the Eibishter himself does want from the concept of karbonis, all of that the Eibishter could accomplish without the Yid. All of that could be done through avodas hamalachim, ki li chol chai seyora behemis b'harei olef. So why does the Eibishter give the mitzvah to the Yid? It's all for the sake of the Yid. It's all for the sake that the Yid should have a shaychus to this mitzvah and should be able to be makayim this mitzvah and should be able to do it with mechaven l'shem shemayim. There is one final point that the Rebbe adds to this discussion, because if we stop here, there still seems to be a question or something which lacks completion. Although it's understood that because of Hashem's great love for the Yidden, He was mezake them, He was mezake us with the mitzvah of korbanos, even though He doesn't really need us, He could have done it through avodas hamalachim, and so He chose to do so because of His avas Yisrael and make us a part of it, etc. If we stop over here, then it means that our avoda is, so to speak, not really negeya to Hashem. In other words, Hashem chose for our sake to make us a part of it, to include us in it. But He Himself, the Eibishter Himself, doesn't really need us to be part of it. He could have done it without us. So yes, it's nice because of the Eibishter's great love for the Yidden that He included the Yidden, that He made us a part of it. But it sounds like the Eibishter kind of did us like a favor for our sake. But He Himself, the Eibishter Himself, could have done away without it. And so it would seem, if we stopped here, like the Avoda is not really a negeya to the Eibishter Himself. The Avodah V'Yid is not negiah to the Eibishter Himself, who really doesn't need all of this. Which is why the Rebbe adds the last paragraph in Nois Tes. The Rebbe said, all of this is true before Parshas HaKorbanos. Before the Eibishter gave us the mitzvah to bring Korbanos, it's true to say that im erav lo yoy malach, the Eibishter could have had His Amshach HaSulukus through Avodah Samalach. But once the Eibishter in Ortake motivated for our sake, not for His own sake, Taka, because He wanted to make us a part of it. Taka, He Himself didn't need it that way, but wanted us to be part of it for our benefit. But once He chose to give this mitzvah to us, and to empower us, and to give us this mitzvah, and to give us the keys, so to speak, that we should be the ones to bring the korbanos. So now that we have this mitzvah, now the parshas korbanos is given to us, now l'maisiyo dechotichsa, if now the Eibishter needs, so to speak, and wants that the Yid should do the mitzvah and the Yid should be mamshich elikus in the world, now the avoda is negay to the Eibishter. Now we no longer say that the Eibishter could do it without us. Once the mitzvah is given, now it's taka in our hands and now it's taka up to us. And this is the reason why in the Medrash we quoted before, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, please, please beg the Yidden, ask of them, that they should reach nichoichi lachmi leishai reach nichoichi tishmeru. They should be careful to bring my carbon on time. Although Hashem in essence has so many chayos abehemus, because that was all this that Hashem says. I have so many chayos abehemus. That is before He gives the mitzvah. But once He gives the mitzvah, now of course now it is taka in the hands of the Yidden, and now the Eibishter does need it. Is neigeya to the Eibishter Himself. The avoid of the Yid, l'maisiyot dechotichsoif. Of course, it's understood that although this is a sikh and an explanation of the inyan of korbanos, nowadays that there is, we don't have korbanos, the Rebbe concludes the sikha, that korbanos by extension applies not just to physical animals or birds or flower or whatever it is, but it applies to all aspects of the world. All aspects of the world have to be made into a dira b'tachtoinim, a dwelling place for Hashem. And now that we were given the ability to do so, Hashem waits for every single Yid and is dependent upon every single Yid that they should be the one to be makriv the korban in the broader sense and to make the world a dira b'tachtoin. This concludes the sicha and the second chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, which is that even though inherently la'achila hu tzorech, Hashem does not need personally the Yid to bring the korban, doesn't need avodas tamata, it could be done in other ways, But nevertheless, Hashem chose to do so for the sake of the Yid. Hashem chose to give this power, this ability of Karbonos to the Yid. And once Hashem gave it to the Yid, now even Hashem himself is dependent upon the Yid, that the Yid should bring the Karbon and make this world the Dir B'Tachtonim. So in the end, the Eibishter on the deepest of levels, L'mayla Mischalkos, connects to the Yid on the deepest of levels, L'mayla Mischalkos. And when the Yid does his Avoida, which is represented by Avoida Sakarbonos, but applies nowadays to all things, making this entire world a Dir Lo Yisparach B'Tachtonim, this Avoida affects the deepest levels of Hashem and connects the deepest levels of Hashem to the deepest levels of the Yid, all of which, through which, the Yid makes a Dir Lo Yisparach, a dwelling place for Hashem, through taking physical objects and making them, so to speak, a karb, doing the avodah sakarbonos of elevating them to Hashem and doing so l'shem shemayim. This is the conclusion of the explanation, at least b'kitzur, of the second half of the sicha, and the concept of karbonos.